the Tuesday, November 12th, 2019 City Council meeting to order, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Dan, why don't you lead us?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome. We got a nice big crowd. Thank you all for showing up on this cold night. Imagine it was nice out. There's probably 100 more people here tonight. So go ahead with roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milshewski.
Here.
Plocher is absent. Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Nay.
Tarulis.
Here.
Peterson.
School. Here.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, the only amendment I'd like to make to the agenda is, before presentations, I'd like Mr. Frieders to give the parks report since Mr. Evans is not here. So, are there any other amendments to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve with the one change?
Aye.
Okay, I heard over Transier and Milshewski, all in favor. I heard yes. Opposed. Motion carries. Great. Okay, Mr. Frieders has a parks report.
All
since
right.
We have a big crowd here.
Yes. Yorkville's holiday celebration weekend is coming up soon on Saturday, November 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have the Winter Wonderland Festival and Visits with Santa. Kicking off the holiday season with this fun family event at the Circle Center Grade School's 4th Annual Winter Wonderland Festival at Circle Center Grade School from 11 to 3. The school will be bursting with holiday cheer as they have carnival games, bake sales, shopping circles, concessions, and of course Santa Claus from 11 to 4. Most activities and purchases require tickets. Pre-sale tickets can be purchased for the Winter Wonderland Festival by going to yorkville.il.us/register. For more information or to volunteer, please contact the city. All proceeds generated from the Winter Wonderland Festival go to the Circle Center Grade School PTO. Also, number two, Yorkville Holiday Celebration downtown events are Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 6:30 at Riverfront Park. We've got community performances at 5, a holiday parade at 5:30. The 5:45 event is the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. New Christmas tree this year. It's supposed to be incredible. Then at 6 o'clock, the winter fireworks on the river. If you haven't been, it's awesome. And then, of course, Sunday, November 24th, the Chili Chase 5K for a Cure. Race begins at 8:30, and it's at the American Legion at 9054 East Veterans Parkway in Yorkville. See you there.
Excellent. And I'm told I get to light the Christmas tree.
Oh, you're going
to
light it up.
That's awesome. I'm excited about that. I get to meet Santa. Hopefully he doesn't bring me coals. Excellent. Okay, next we have, this is the best part, the Employee Appreciation of Service. We have 5 employees who have 15 years of service. And we have 3 from the PD, 1 from the Public Works, and 1 from Finance. So we'll start, since it's first on my list, the PD. Chief, you want to come up here?
Sergeant John Newsy, come up here.
Jim.
Sergeant John Newsy here is hired by Yorkville Police Department in February of 2004. He's originally a canine handler for both Sammy and Yoda from 2004 to 2010. Since with many searches and arrests throughout the county, his time as a canine officer. He worked as a field training officer until he was promoted in July of 2012. Sergeant Newsy also, for a short time, served as a detective in the department. In August 2011, he received commendation for his actions on a burglary in progress of the suspects that injured a homeowner during a physical confrontation and his assistance in locating and apprehending the suspect. So, outstanding job. He has a total of over 30 years of policing experience, including years he served on patrol and other agencies prior to coming here. Sergeant Joe Newsky is a graduate of Northwestern University School of Police Staff and Command. He holds a master's degree from St. Joseph's College of Calumet and recently attended FBI leadership class. So, graduates on 15 years, Sergeant Newsky. Thank you.
We're gonna work on that, but it'll be a few years, but we'll get to that.
I remember
dedicated service to the United City of Yorkville. Should say Andrew Jello, UC. But 2004, 2019. Congratulations. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Current assignment is the Deputy Chief of Field Operations, And his wife of 17 years, Terry, she's not here tonight. His oldest daughter, Madison, is 16. His son, Jack, is 14, and he's about a golfer in the ring. And Kate is 11 years old. On a personal note, I've known Ray for the last 10, 12 years. Had the pleasure of working with him now. We spent a lot of time together, and the one thing I love about Ray is no matter what question you ask, you're always going to get an answer. I may not like the answer, but I know I'm always going to get an honest answer from him, which is something I appreciate more than that. So, thank you for your service.
So one thing I got to say about Ray is, I don't know if it's the first meeting where I was mayor, maybe the first meeting after I was elected. Yeah. So anyway, I'm walking over here and looking out the corner of my eye, and Ray's over here. Well, actually, it's over here, but the side here. And I just turned quickly and I said, "Hi, Bear." So
that's a compliment.
But later on, I got it back. So same thing. It's 15 years. Thank you very much. Anyone who's been here 15 years, that's amazing. It really is. And if you can make it four more, that'd be more amazing. Here you go. We have one for Public Works. Eric, you're going to do that?
I haven't seen you about a hat for a long time.
No, I just took it off before I walked in.
This Bob, Bob was hired in July of 2004 in our Public Works Department. And the one thing I remember is when we hired Bob, we hired him from a private contractor right here in town. And he called me out that afternoon, and he read me the riot act because he said he was losing a good employee and that he didn't want to leave. I said, "Well, I'm really sorry, but Bob made his choice. He's mine now." And that was during the big boom. So we needed everybody we could get. 2004, I think we did close to 1,000 building permits that year. So we don't have all the accolades and all the stuff that a lot of the other departments do, but what we do is very important. And Bob has been there for 15 years. Water main breaks, sewer backups, and everybody knows the big one, snow plumbing. They were here yesterday on their day off at 5 a.m. to keep the streets clean. So I just wanted to say thank you. We don't get a lot of that either. We get people when they're out there, probably not their best. So I wanted to say thank you. I think everybody here would like to say thank you as well. And we appreciate what you do, and we hope you have a long and fruitful career.
Yep.
In addition to her payroll and HR duties, Rachel assists me with a wide
variety of interesting things, such as financial reporting, bank reconciliations, cash and investment management, debt administration, journal entries, and of course, maintenance of the general ledger. So she also helps me with a wide variety of audit and budget preparation duties as well. So Rachel, I want to thank you very much for all the help.
You can get paid whatever you want to get paid, but if you can't stand the people you work with, you're bolting out the door. So it means we have a good team. So thank you all very much. Okay, now onto the boring stuff. You can all stick around if you want, but I'm guessing you don't want to.
We're on the stand for Rachel.
Thank you all. Okay, public hearings. Actually, we have a couple very interesting and important things. First one is the tax levy for the 2019 tax levy that will go on the 2020 bills. Do I have to open the public hearing? Is that how I do it?
Yes, just.
I'm opening the public hearing. If anyone wants to comment on the tax levy, we'll do that one first. No comments?
You have the floor.
What's that?
Comments from the floor?
If you want, come to the microphone. Yeah, just state your name and. Tell us what you want to tell us.
Can you hear me now?
One more time. Is that Sprint or Verizon?
I don't know. Hi, I'm Walsh Novick, Yorkville resident. I read the paper about the tax increase. I understand. I read that the argument is that out of our total tax bill, Yorkville's, I think, only 6%. But the reality is, as residents of the town, we're getting nickel and dime. And just please stop. As I drive around New York for the last couple of years, I've seen all these new homes go up. And every time I see a house go up, I say, it's a small house. That's $5,000 into the tax rolls. That's a big house. It's $10,000. That's a really big house. $15,000. So from where I see it, tax revenue should be on the increase because people are moving here and the homes are going up. Figure out how to pay the bills with the money you're getting in now. Don't ask us for more.
Thank you very much. Other comments? This is on the tax levy. If you have comments, I'm sure somebody have comments on the boundary line agreement. That will be the next one.
Darren Crawford. I live over in Collins Crossing. Last year, our taxes College Crossing, at least at my house, went up 18.5%. Okay, that's pretty extreme. Now, another increase. We already were assessed this year in College Crossing for 4.88% more on the assessment of all homes in the subdivision. This is getting a little out of hand. Like the gentleman said, we're getting nickel and dime. It's getting to the point where I had to consider about moving. And that's, I like this community. I like it a lot. I don't have to move, but I'm getting taxed out of it. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you for your comments. Uh,
Hi, good evening. My name is Ben Quigley. I'm a Yorkville resident, recently here just in the spring. Moved here from Montgomery. We moved here because of a few different things. It seemed like a good place to bring our children. The school district in 308 was having its struggles, even though they had consistently increased the tax revenue and were hitting us for more every year, last year included. And I personally just would like to know what the plan is. There are communities in the surrounding area that have higher taxes than we do here. To be honest, they seem to be doing more with those dollars than we are here. If there is an intention to spend those dollars really intelligently, potentially there is something to discuss, but I think if this money is going to be spent the way that 308 School District spent theirs and the way that Oswego and Montgomery have mishandled their tax revenue, then I think that this should be something that just gets reassessed and should be put out and maybe put to a vote for the city, the citizens of the city here, because more money for less value or to not increase the value of our homes, the value of the community that we live in, just doesn't make a lot of sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments on the public hearing for the tax levy? Seeing none, I'll take a motion to close the tax levy public hearing. Mr. Frieder, second. Second, Koch. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the tax levy hearing is closed. We'll do the boundary line agreement public hearing, and I will have some comments to address some concerns after we do this public hearing as well, because I think you have some valid points, and there are some things that I need to explain and make sure you understand our perspective. So the next thing I will do is open up the boundary line agreement public hearing between Yorkville and Plano. Are there any comments on the boundary line agreement between Yorkville and Plano? None from the public. Are there any from the council? Mr. Funkhauser?
Yes, I just have one. I think the agreement is good the way it is. I just have one tweak that I would recommend making, and I'd like to see happen. As we know, the county has acquired land for the reconfiguration of Alabama down the box. I think it would be prudent for us to follow that center line, or at least capture that property to the west edge as is within our current planning boundary. I think that it's serviceable by Yorkville, but it makes sense. It's consistent with what we have all the way down to the building. So I would like us to make a attempt to try to change that and have that follow the center line of the river to the west edge of the planning boundary.
Just for clarification, are you referencing the former Fox River Bluffs property?
Yes.
Mid-2000s?
Yes.
Okay. There was an annexation agreement with the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, there was, and they came to the county, too. Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
Any other comments from the council? None from the public? Is there a motion to close the public hearing for the boundary line agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Milshewski, is there a second?
Second.
Peterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Excellent. Okay, now, as I said, I would address the tax levy questions or comments. Number one, I personally agree that I think the number we posted was 9% or something like that. That is a high number. We are not looking for a 9% increase. The tax levy would be a 2.9% increase for the city and about a 4.8% increase for the library. They all fall under the city. The 2.9% increase is for new construction only. We had this discussion at the last meeting. Probably didn't get reported. I think it was in the patch. The patch didn't talk to anyone. Imagine that. They're not here too often. But they did not talk to anyone, and we are not looking at increasing the levy, existing levy on existing properties. So I can't promise you your tax levy will go up or down for the city portion because it depends on assessed valuations, how that compares to other properties. Depends also on, you know, other taxes from taxing bodies. But I can tell you the aggregate tax dollars for the city portion will be flat on existing property. We're looking to capture to the one common. We're looking to capture the new taxes available from the new properties so that the tax burden might be minuscule, might be a couple dollars, might be 50 cents. On average, should go down for the city portion. Now, to the comment about the library, actually the library, they're looking to take the CPI, the inflation, and new construction. So if any of the comments here were directed at the city council, unfortunately, we don't have the final say over the library's tax levy. So if the library took only the CPI or only the new construction and not the CPI, their levy would be less than the 4.8% increase. But the portion that we're actually controlling, we're holding it flat on existing taxes, and we're taking new construction only. So those are my comments. And I can promise you, I will not support taking CPI. It's just not going to happen. So, okay, those are my comments. And I appreciate everyone's comments because it's good to see when public speaks.
I do have a question, I'm sorry.
This is not a give and take.
It's not a give and take, just to put a quick clarification.
It's, again, not a give and take. If you want to, next thing we have is citizen comments on agenda items, if you want to go back to that. But we're not going to have a give and take.
Okay, I just need a clarification on what new construction meant. That's all I wanted to know.
New construction is buildings that went up in the last year.
In the last year?
Yep, and that were not on the assessed rolls for the previous year.
Got it. Okay, that's
okay. Thank you, I appreciate that. Okay, now we have citizen comments on agenda items. Anything else people want to comment on the agenda? Okay, move on. Consent agenda. We don't have one of those. Maybe one day we will. Surprise. We might do that too. Okay, now we have exciting stuff. Minutes for approval. Minutes for the special city council meeting of October 19, 2019, and the regular city council meeting of October 22, 2019. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I heard Peterson and Funkhauser. Any comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You know, one other thing I should probably add, because there was another comment that I thought was a great comment. A person said, what are we looking to do with these dollars? We're going to work on the budget. The budget will not be approved probably until April because our fiscal year starts May 1st. But I had a department head meeting at 4 o'clock today. And after we went through the agenda, I brought up some things that I want to talk about. And here are some things that I want to try to address for next year to the point of, hey, if you're going to get more money, what are you going to do with it? And again, these are just my ideas, but we're going to work to get these in the budget. We need a new public works building. We're going to have to figure out a way to finance that. There's going to be some money in there. We need to do some type of sidewalk program. We have some sidewalks that are probably in disrepair that we need to work on. Police department capital. We need to put some more money into vehicles for the police department. The staff has talked about how the electronic ERP system, just the technology, will make them more efficient and allow us to hold off on new hirings in the future. We're going to try to put some money. In fact, we will put some money in the budget for that. We need to put aside money. We have an item on the agenda tonight for some computers that, you know, popped up. Unfortunately, we just didn't expect that we need as many as we did. We're going to put some money aside for unexpected expenses as they come up through the year. The parks needs money for vehicles. Parks department. They also need money to replace playgrounds. Some of these playgrounds are 25 years old. These are things we're going to do. And if you look further on the agenda, we're actually voting to save money. We're voting to save about $6,300 a year because our finance director was smart enough to talk to some local banks, and he's going to save us an interest rate on a building we're making payments on. So the staff is working towards saving money. I agree with everyone's concern. I don't like taxes more than anyone. I told staff that. But I also know people expect services, and they expect the city to have quality equipment, quality buildings, and those are things we're going to work on. And it's going to be a multi-year process, but that's something we're going to work on towards next year's budget. So those might address some of the questions, probably not all of them, but we're here to be open, and I want to give you the thoughts that I have as mayor. So I appreciate it. Okay, next item, we have bill payments for approval from the current list. First, we have vendors of $781,045.72. We have payroll period ending 10-18 and 11-1 for $593,809.49 for a total of $1,374,855.21. There's a motion to approve. Milchewski, second. Tarulis, okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, next, let me skip ahead. Mayor's report. Okay, before we get to the agenda items, I want a couple other things I want to talk about here. I'm just very gregarious. Gregarious is the player for the Yankees. I was thinking about baseball. And wasn't that a great World Series, by the way? Game 7 was outstanding. Okay, so one thing I was going to mention, I just did. 2020 capital goals. Those are some of my goals. And we're going to work on getting those in the budget. The next thing is, I want to say thank you to the city council. I was out shoveling ice and snow yesterday at work. I had a couple people come up to me and say, well, first of all, they said, you're the mayor, you should be doing this. I said, well, hey, you got to do what you got to do, especially if you're unincorporated. But secondly, I just want to say thank you, because these people were just genuinely happy. One of them said, hey, thanks. You know what? I called you and I told you what I thought about Mill Road, and you got it taken care of. And I had a couple people, and I hear that all the time. Well, thank you. Let's just talk about these things we want to do. Those are things people expect. They expect us to do work and get it done. So I just want to say thank you all again, because it was just yesterday. I was actually tired at the end of the day. I shoveled for a couple hours. I'm out of shape. And the next thing is Halloween. I know the weather wasn't the best, but it was still a fun time. I saw the PD out there. That was a good time. So thank you for the PD, and thank you for everyone who participated. And then the snow removal. I tell you what, we've had, two or three days of snow already? This is crazy. Yeah. And thank you, Eric, for your staff. And I know people don't want to hear this, but this will impact the leaf pickup. You can't pick up leaves and plow snow at the same time. So we're going to push it back. But anyway, thank you, because I know people want the streets plowed. So thank you very much. Now, enough of the stuff that's not in the agenda. You want to move on, because we still have a session. Okay. So, do I have a motion to approve an MFT resolution for the purchase of salt and an ordinance authorizing the 7th Amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing on May 1st, 2019 and ending April 30th, 2020, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute?
So moved.
I heard, was it Koch? Peterson. Wow, Milshewski. You two are on the ball tonight. Excellent. Okay. Questions or comments on this? So, my understanding is the salt prices came in substantially higher than were expected based on the last few years, like $97 a ton or something like that. In the last few years, we've been how many?
48,
so double. And we budgeted for, what was it, 100 grand or 120 grand?
135.
Well, I was off there, sorry. And so the proposal is that we take half from the general fund and half from the motor fuel tax. Unfortunately, the motor fuel tax, whether they like it or not, the state had some tax increases, and we're actually benefiting from that in motor fuel, so we're getting more money. So this will fit in the revised numbers. Did I explain that fairly accurately?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've learned something today, then. Thank you. So, questions or comments? Bill Schuski, please.
Is there any way to watch this throughout the year? Is this the only time you can buy salt, or is it only all you want?
It was a bid through the state. So we had bid the first 2,000 tons, and it came in with the price.
There's sort of like you watch your stock market.
We had to lock in at last March. We had to
There are a couple other purchasing cooperatives that bid out salt and state historically, but the past one, at least the most reliable for a few years there, where prices were really weird and the supply got really bad. So we typically use the state purchasing cooperatives.
Good question. Mr. Frieder.
So with the increase in the MFT and the increase in price, what are we as far as being in line with the budget?
So the budget amendment is for a net increase of like $60,000 between all the funds, but we're taking that entire overage and coding it out of MFT. And then additionally, we're taking some of the money that we had planned to use in the general fund and coding that out of MFT. So the net result of the budget amendment is that MFT gets $100,000 worse. There's $150,000 that was unplanned for unprogrammed. And the general fund gets $30,000 better than the general fund.
To answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? Roll call, please.
Giroulas?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Aye. Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
That was a cold field, right?
Yes.
Awesome, thank you. You made it efficient. Okay, the next thing is a Mill Road land acquisition, a plat of dedication. Is there a motion to accept the plat of dedication upon receipt of the final executed closing documents and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute? Funkhauser?
Second.
Milchewski? Okay, and this is the final piece?
Yes.
So now, of course, we already did the resurfacing, and this would be for the ultimate realignment. So we have everything in place as far as the land, how the big is the $2.9 million, which we don't know when we'll get. So, again, that's a good reason why we did the resurfacing. Anyway, any questions, comments? I guess I offer comments.
Is the roundabout off the table?
Yes, I understand.
I would say it is close to the edge and or falling off the table.
Yeah, it's...
Is there...
It's fair.
As we approach this, are we taking into account the backups that occur hitting Galena?
We haven't done the actual like process of elimination for the roundabout at the Mill and Kennedy.
Yeah.
So the county's intersection north of there is still up in the air.
Well, as we're talking about this, as you guys kind of talked about an interim Band-Aid, the other day there was a train and a car that slipped the road, and those cars were backed up almost all the way to Autumn Creek. Like, now, no, what's the first one? Train Reserve. So, like, there was traffic backed up as the train was going by slow. And I know trying to turn left there is impossible, so when we get closer to actually knowing what the heck we want to do with it, people going left on Galena from Kennedy impacts what people are doing on Mill, because people are like, sure, there's a gap. And then when there isn't a gap, it gets backed up in both directions, and then people are stuck on Galena turning left, and nobody's... Sure. It turns into a large cluster very quick. So I know that you had mentioned the roundabout before, but the potential for solving both of those problems at the same time, because they're so close to each other, it's only like 5 car lengths difference between where that is and where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So as long as that's on the table, like, I'm actually really excited.
The engineering plans that are complete or near complete have a stop sign, but the intersection of Mill Road and Kennedy is going to be shifted a couple hundred feet to the south.
Right.
So it'll be a little bit farther away from Galena. That can always be changed at a later date.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if we're going to do something, if we're going to make an improvement on the area, we should make an improvement on the area.
I'm not opposed to having that conversation. I mean, that would impact the last little section. Maybe we'd have to get more land. But
Eric has a way to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
I believe the design of the county's design at Kennedy and Galena also includes traffic signal.
Traffic.
So that will lead to regular traffic, so the backups will be less.
Cool.
And then we widen it, right?
It'll be a 3-lane cross section. It'll be a 2.
That will.
Bless
you. That all sounds great.
Because the county, if I may think,
you may.
The county presents it, we had a special meeting with them. That's when they brought up complaints that they had done. They had looked at a realignment of Mill up to this intersection and said it just didn't work. And they pretty much ruled out a traffic circle at their intersection, at Galena.
Right.
So a stoplight is a definite. And then in that conversation, we talked about, does the roundabout fit down here? And the kind of conversation went one or the other home.
Right.
You can't do both, because that just doesn't work. But we said, since they're kind of ruling it out, it could go at our intersection.
So does that...
We have to expedite that. The conversation, we have to expedite that decision, which we did.
Does the realignment going south connect it into that neighborhood then? The small neighborhood townhomes, or just into that, into their...
Into Bridge Park.
It will be in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Eden's it. Okay.
All right. Other questions or comments? Do we vote on that or not?
No.
Oh, I guess we need to vote on it. Small detail. Roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next item is an ordinance. I should probably read it to make everyone happy. Is there a motion to approve an ordinance approving a loan to redeem a note for the purchase and sale of real estate at 185 Wolf Street and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute?
Second.
Milchewski. Cope? Okay. And again, this is a refi of the building in Wolf Street. it's going to save us some money. So, Rob, thanks for your legwork on that.
Well,
yeah, and I assume no one has any real questions, but go ahead. I shouldn't say real questions. Anyone has any substantial questions that you say, why are we doing this? Everyone's in favor of saving money, and it's a local bank. So, or as local as they get nowadays. Excellent. Well, I'm excited about this. I am. This is just awesome stuff. Okay, roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And finally, under the mayor's report, we have a resolution authorizing... I carry that. Authorizing sale and transfer of personal property owned by the city. Two squad cars. One we're getting, what, $550 for? And the other we're going to scrap because we didn't get a bid on it at all. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Siva, thank you. And who was second? Peterson. Okay, excellent. Discussion? Roll call.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. That might be them in my report. Yeah, I think it is. Outstanding. Public Works Committee report? Nothing there. EDC report.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution to induce the redevelopment of certain property within the Yorkville Downtown Chance Increment Redevelopment Project Area. Number two, the address is 111 East Van Nuys, according to the Power Bureau building, and authorize the mayor and city.
There are seconds.
Second.
By Frieders. Okay, so my understanding is this does not tie us to anything specific other than it gives the applicant an opportunity to talk to us. And if we don't do this, it's a formality. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and if the person were here who were looking for this and they wanted to say hello, they would be welcome to. If they're not here and they don't want to, that's fine too. So... Thank you very much. Well, I'm excited that we have some activity going on downtown, and I think we all are. So, anyway, any questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Yay.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Anything else from your report? That was an excellent report. Public safety, you met last night, right? Or last week?
Last week.
Yeah, last night was a holiday for some people. Anything you want to report?
No,
okay, thank you very much. Admin report.
All right. Make a motion to approve a resolution approving an amendment to the employee manual. Drug-free workplace policy authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Milshewski. Any questions or comments on this one? So this is, we need, is this is for $28,000 for the licenses?
Wrong one.
Oh, I'm the wrong one. Oh, God, yeah, sorry.
This is about pop.
Yeah.
This is about the employees. It's funny that you forgot.
That's funny. So seeing that I'm not even accurate in my discussion points, any other discussion that pertains to this topic? We'll do a roll call anyway.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Expenditures. We have two motions. Motion to approve the purchase of Microsoft Windows Server Data Center Edition licenses and software assurance along with Microsoft Windows Server 2019 licenses in a total amount not to exceed $28,454.07 and computer purchases as presented.
Second.
Discussion.
Explanation.
I blew the last one, so you can explain this.
Yeah.
If not, we have staff to help.
So with the licenses, there was oversight from our IT vendor, which not a huge deal. It's actually worked out in our favor. We got some free licensing for a while. Now we're moving forward with the licensing that is actually required, as well as computer purchases. So we're putting these two together, licenses being one, computer purchases. We're moving forward some of the upgrades on the computers a little more quickly than we had anticipated, just due to usage. So we are, that's really what this one is. Yeah,
good
job.
That's a good explanation.
Failover is a word.
Failover is a word.
You're making this stuff up as you go along.
Cool, then.
Better than me. That's a failover.
Other questions or comments? This does require a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice.
Our second motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the sixth amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing on May 1st, 2019, ending on April 30th, 2020, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to make. And this is just the financial aspect of it to actually allow us to do the budget.
Other questions or comments? Now, one thing I will say, and I didn't catch this, so I apologize. We're actually voting on the Sixth Amendment after we approve the Seventh Amendment, but...
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
Right.
It's order on the amendments.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. That's awesome. Okay, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Fantastic. Anything else from that fantastic report?
No.
Okay. Park Board. No report from the Park Board. Planning and Zoning Commission meets tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
6 or 7?
7.
7 p.m. right here.
Yes.
City Council report. Anyone have anything from the City Council? Joel, anything else?
Yeah.
We have an update for us next week or next meeting or maybe early December?
Absolutely.
Yeah, early December. Give us an update. For the holidays. Okay. City Clerk's report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports. Staff report?
No reports.
Is that a Jimmy Johns, Jimmy? Jimmy Jensen? Jimmy Johns. Additional business? Please.
Well, it's sort of unofficial business. I want to thank everybody that came out to talk about their case with me. But I'd like to also encourage you all to go to the school board and by the county. Don't they have to have all public hearings for their own thing? I'm not sure of the county.
Depends on the amount.
Well, just to throw this out, you know, your workshop is your school's, and if you have kids and you've never gone, shame on you. But it's something you all should go and see. And I was just on their website, and they are having a presentation scheduled for December 16, 2019, about conserving their rock. So I encourage everybody to go there and see where that computer takes out, which is being set. Follow that too, which was like it was brought up. We're just a small little piece of pie, and there's other entities that are really big, and I just encourage you to go see how they're spending their money. Your money.
Thank you. Okay, where were we? Was that additional business? Yeah, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure. I forgot to mark it off where it was. Citizen comments? Any other citizen comments? Okay, we'll move to executive session, and we will not have action after this for the press. Yeah, I figured you might want to know that. You got some awesome things to report tonight, so you got to get back to the office. Okay. Is there a motion for executive session for the purchase or lease of real property for the use of public body, for security procedures, school building safety and security, and the use of personnel and equipment to respond to an actual, a threat, nor a reasonably potential danger to the safety of employees, student staff, public or public property, and for the discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, whether for purpose of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes?
So moved.
I heard... Frieders? Koch? Peterson? Oh, Frieders and Peterson? Okay. This does require a roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cerulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Nay.
Peterson?
Nay.
Motion carries.
6-1. Okay, so we will go to executive session, and after that, there'll be no action.